My name is Avery Sadiq. I am 15 years old. Today is December 4th, 2019, and I am speaking with Calvin Sadiq, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Fairview, Montana. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
No, nothing that I can think of.
Good answer. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me, for my children?
That you'll be happy, that you'll find a job or a career that you like, a place to live that you like or enjoy living there, and just a fulfilling future.
All right. If today were your last day, what would you most regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
Probably more traveling. Time and money have probably kept us from doing more traveling than what we have in the last few years.
Okay. If today were your last day, what would you most regret having not told someone? Why haven't you told them yet?
I'm not really sure I have an answer for that question, because generally people that are important in my life, I've already told them things that they need to know.
Good answer. Do you have any regrets?
Are you recording? I think everybody has regrets. Some of my regrets might be not spending as much time with family as I would have liked to have. Seems like things always have gotten in the way, especially when I was younger, work or other things that may have seemed important at the time. But I'm sure everybody has regrets, and I can't think of them all right now.
Next question. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Do you need a pause? Right. I think probably the family that your mother and I have brought up and how you girls have turned out.
Okay.
That wasn't really a...
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories you have?
I think one of the most difficult memories I have right now is when my dad, your grandfather, died, and how that affected me and my mom, my brother, and all of our family.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Happy and scary, kind of all at the same time, was when each of you girls were born. Obviously, it was less scary when Macy was born, and it was even less scary when you were born, but it was all pretty happy when each one of you were born.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn from them?
I guess the one thing I've learned from school, sports in high school, and later in life with work is that if you work hard, eventually it'll pay off. Doesn't always pay off the way you might think it's going to pay off. Work hard at a certain job and spend a lot of time in that job, and then it just, for whatever reason, that particular job just doesn't work out for you. But because you've worked hard and you've learned that work ethic, you find another path and you start working hard at that, and you use the same work ethic, and not giving up, eventually that hard work will pay off. Maybe not in the way you wanted to or expected it to, but eventually your hard work will pay off.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Well, I think one of greatest accomplishments was a few years ago, I ran for a state office. And I, at the time, didn't know what was involved in running for a state office. But it did take some courage to be able to stand up and in front of people and give speeches and talk about what your thoughts and your ideas were. And that's not something that I've ever been comfortable with before. And I did it several times over the course of that, 3 or 4 months. So I kind of thought that was a pretty significant accomplishment there. But I think whatever is going to be my greatest accomplishment really hasn't even happened yet.
So proud of you, Dad. Thank you for participating in this interview.